Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
you're free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Receive your freedom because Jesus has come and he has set you free. So walk in your freedom and be free. Hallelujah to your name, God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, that you set your, that you sent your son, oh God, to set us free. And we just want to say thank you and we love you, oh God. We thank you for this day, Father God, for this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. Lord, we come thank you for new mercy and new grace, amen. We thank you for keeping us all day yesterday through the night and right now, God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for new mercy and new grace over and over again that we don't have to come and ask, oh God, oh Lord, that you give so freely to us, oh God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, ask in Jesus' name that you would just have your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we give you all the praise and glory and all the admiration. We exalt your name above all names. There's no one greater than you, Father God. Lord, teach us how to exalt you in all our situations, be it good, bad, or other. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We know, Father God, that all good things coming from you, God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, Father God, that you, when you bless, bless us. Amen. When you multiply, Father, multiply us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you blessed us, that you kept us, that you saved us. Amen. Good God Almighty, that we are free. And we thank you, Lord God, for our freedom. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Welcome, everybody, to the show. I'm your host, Thomas T. Chantel Manning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank God Almighty. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. If you've ever been in bondage before, if you've ever been locked up, even for a short period of time, just to be free, how good it feels to be free. Understand that you are free because Jesus has set you free. And I'm just excited about the goodness of the Lord that's operating through and about my life and trusting God. You know, I'm just staying in a place of trusting God for the miracle. Amen. We just got through wrapping up on the 31st. Amen. We were in prayer at midnight for 31 days. And it was a glorious time for those that were able to come on the line and be a part of it, touching and agree and trusting God. Hallelujah for the good harvest. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to be your strength. May you know that your strength coming to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, everybody. Come on. I want y'all to shout with me. Give God all praise, glory, and shout. Glory and honor. Come on now. You must share and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Shout for Jesus because he is good. I miss y'all when my husband's sister was sick. But thank
Jesus.
God I'm back in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus is a healer. And when I left,
yes,
he was set up. I know God is good. And all
yes,
my singing for Jesus. All my singing for Jesus. I just love Jesus. I just love
yes.
him. I can't do without him. And I thank you for his grace. And I thank you for his mercy. I just thank the Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. We just thank God. Amen. For what God is doing, what God has done. Just trust in God. Amen. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Love. Love, love, love. He is love. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Sharon. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Your shout out today. Hallelujah. Come on now, Evangelist Kim. Give God all praise, glory, and honor. Shout glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. I grew up with a lot of pain in my life. It's like the world was cutting me with a butcher's knife, dissecting me, infecting me. I didn't have nobody protecting me, but God stepped in, turned it all around. Though I live on earth, I'm heaven bound. Serving the Lord is what I'm all about. That's why I got on here to give God a shout. Amen.
Get on the bus, hallelujah, bus, for God is in charge of this body, and we trust that we know who we're kissing, and we trust that we're leaving. And by the faith of God, we are blessed to receive. So get all the blood. Hallelujah.
To the heart doctor this afternoon. Nothing but good news. Nothing but good news. I wasn't stressed or worried about it because I had already trusted in him to know that everything was going to be all right. Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stand in that place and just trusting God. The enemy will try to you all to move us out of that place where God works miracles. That's the place of faith and trusting God. In the moment the enemy try to speak, you say, devil, you're a lie. And you stay in that place. You got to decree and declare over you. Say, I will not be moved. Amen. I'm going to stand firm in the word of the Lord and know that he is God. It's he that goes before me. Amen. He is the head of my life and the lifter of my head. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Connor. We love you. And we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Come on there, everybody. Shout. Give God our praise. God, another shout. Lord, hallelujah. Come on, Cousin Brenda Gale. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. Good evening, everyone. God bless you.
Good
God
evening.
Keep... I'm here with my mom. She's feeling, how you feeling, Mother?
Pretty good.
Feeling pretty good. Feeling pretty good. Thank God for that. Glory to his
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I'm shouting for her victory, for her glory.
Yes.
Her
hallelujah.
Keep in the faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. A.T. Ruth and May, Cousin Brenda Gale. Hallelujah. May God continue to do all that God can do. Amen. We know God can do all things but fail. Amen. God bless you. We thank you for your shout here. All the shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, Sister Dilla. Give God our praise. Go on another shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Get on the bus, the hallelujah bus. God in control, God we trust. Hey, good afternoon, ladies. I just want to say that little song. I heard y'all talking early, but I thank the Lord for, guess what, waking me up this morning and starting me on my way, clothed me in my right mind. I have a good day today because I'm not really hurting that much today, but I got a good day today because guess what? Because Jesus says so. And I just thank you. I thank the Lord for my daughter. I thank the Lord for all the ladies on the line. And tell, Auntie Ruth May, your voice sounds so strong. Hey, Auntie Ruth May and Brenda Gill. And everybody, and Miss Kine, everybody on the line. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Glory to God. Let us make a joyful shout to the Lord, all of you, man. Come on now. Let's make a joyful shout to the Lord. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come upon his presence with singing. Amen. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not ourselves. Amen. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Into his gates right now with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And be thankful to his name and bless his name. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, for the Lord is good. I said again, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth is there for all generations. If you're next now joining us here on the shout, and you want to shout whatever, we would love to hear your shout. Press 1. Hallelujah. Press 1 so you can shout with us. Amen. Hallelujah. About what the Lord is doing for you. Hallelujah. How you trust God for it. Amen. Just go ahead and press 1. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 I'm just waiting to see if there's one today. Amen. While you still have time. We just thank God. We don't make time, you all. You hear people always say, I'm going to make time. But no, you don't make time. We take time. God makes time. God gives time. Amen. So while you still have time, if you have not surrendered your life over to God, and if you have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I suggest you do so right now while you still have time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, you are. I'm just so grateful. I'm telling you, I'm just in a place of gratefulness. You know, no matter what happens, you are just standing in that place of gratefulness and operating in gratefulness. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God, and just trusting God every step of the way, every breath that you take, every beat of your heart, because God is in control of everything. Even when it seems like things are out of control, God is in control. Amen. I want to pray this prayer for mind cleansing and clarity, you all, because we know everything starts in the mind. If we allow the enemy to plant a seed, if we allow it to be planted, then it will begin to manifest the more that we keep our mind staying on the works of the devil. But I want you to understand, the Bible tells us, hallelujah, resist the devil and he shall flee. Amen. That means, hallelujah, don't succumb to what the devil is saying or trying to do. Resist the devil in every way and he will flee. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. And Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you, Lord, in the John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds right now with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Everyone, we ask you to give us, oh God, everyone that's on tonight and anyone that we pray for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thoughts, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing from you, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 16 and 23. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you heard our prayers this day and you're already answering. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Father God, we love you and we need you. I want you to understand today, the Bible says in Isaiah 26 and 3, it says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Amen. See, Jesus didn't die on the cross so he could condemn us. He came to save us and grant us a peace that surpasses our understanding as we navigate life's roads to the inexplicable splendors of heaven. Amen. See, the half of what we will see upon our much anticipated arrival has not even entered our minds. But until that day when we meet our Savior face to face, we must continue to stay the course. Amen. We will never, hallelujah, hallelujah, we will never promise a primrose path on this earth. We will, however, promise that in him we could find peace. Amen. If we will seek him, Jesus will carry our burdens. Amen. We will carry our burdens no matter how great our Lord, and make a way where it seems to be no way. Amen. See, he knows our ends from the beginning. Hallelujah. 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 See, the question is for you today is, what do you need to trust him with today? Amen. Take it to the foot of the cross and leave it there. Don't carry part of your problem back home with you. Amen. Or wherever you are today, or when you get out this line, hallelujah, leave it at the cross. Amen. Leave the entire burden with God, knowing that he will not only meet your need, but give you sweet rest in the valley. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church, and give God our praise, glory, and honor. I want you to understand that a building is just a building. We bring church to the building. So come on, church, you are the church. Give God our praise and glory right where you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, God did this for us by giving his son, you are the great gift that we could ever receive. See, God's great gift to the human race. But we must do something. We must humble ourselves. We must admit our sins. We must admit that we're moral failures and turn to him by faith. Amen. We must say, as the publican did, God have mercy on me. As said in the book of Luke 18 and 13, the scriptures there are broken. The scripture says that a broken and contrite heart God will not despise. Amen. So if we are individually, I'm coming, you all. Give me a moment here. Hallelujah. Move, Holy Spirit, right now. Move, hallelujah. Break every chain and soul tie, stronghold and soul man right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Come on, mama, that's head in the head. My Lord, we bless your name, Father. I'm coming. You all, if we as individuals, as a nation, would humble ourselves and turn from our sins, God has promised forgiveness, healing to the nation, and the entire life to the individual. Amen. According to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, see, this is the good news that the world is morally, psychologically, and spiritually longing for. See, some of us may dismiss this as an idolistic, you all in ridiculous that a man dying 2,000 years ago, hallelujah, could be relevant today. See, the Apostle Paul anticipated that we'll say that when he said the preaching of the cross is, I know nonsense of those who are involved in this dying world, but to us who are being saved from that death, it's nothing less than the power of God. Amen. Some of you will find this in the book of 1 Corinthians, you all, in the name of Jesus Christ, understand and know God loves you, hallelujah, and he sent his only begotten son to save you, to save us, amen, those that believe, that will you receive it, hallelujah, will you hold fast to it, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. I want to talk a little bit about it here, as we have about 9 minutes here. I want to give, because Rita just came on, we want to give her opportunity to shout. Come on, cousin Dorita, give God our praise, glory, and honor, shout, glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, thank the Lord. The devil tried to keep me from getting on the line every time I call. They sat one down the right number. I just kept on trying until I got on. I said, devil, you a liar. You're not going to keep me off the line today. And I thank the Lord for the day. We got a beautiful sunshine today. And I thank the Lord for just being so good and taking care of all of my kids. And I want to thank y'all. Y'all, I know y'all miss me. That's why I will keep on trying to get on. And I want you to pray for me that I continue to go strong in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. She said, I wasn't going to give up. I was going to keep on keeping on. They said I had the wrong. I'm going to keep on keeping on. So you ought to be persistent. Amen. And so your gifts will see your breakthrough come through. Well, she kept on keeping on until her breakthrough came. And she's old enough to be able to shout and give the temper and say, oh, devil, I know you tried. But you can't stop me. I'm going to keep on keeping on. You got to flee. Hallelujah.
Right.
You speak to him and say, you got to get out of here. He got to go. Resist the devil.
That's
he shall flee. Amen. We thank God for your breakthrough because you're here on the line.
Oh.
Yes, and I was looking for you too. So when you popped in, I said, there she go. Hallelujah. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you in your walk with Christ. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We had to let us shout. Hallelujah. Okay, we got somebody else that's wanting to shout. Come on and shout. I think that's your number, Becky. I hope that's you. Glory to God. Come on, give God our praise. Glory, let us shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah. I thank God for waking me up this morning, seeing me on my way. I thank God for not having me in no pain. And keep,
amen.
Y'all keep me in y'all prayer. I have more tests to go, and I just hope God just watch over me and guide me through it and keep smiling on my face. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes. Amen. God bless you. God continue to strengthen you. We are trusting God with you and for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we know that God is able. We know God to be a healer. We know God to be a deliverer, a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. We pray in Jesus' name. We touch and agree here on the show today concerning you. We lift you up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask, hallelujah, everything that's concerning your daughter, Father God, we ask that you divinely intervene, Father God, and turn it around for a good. Amen. Oh, Father God, we ask that you release your healing balm of Gilead into our body. You're healing virtue right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Let health come to our body and strength to our bones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command every spirit that's operating you outside the Holy Spirit to cease your works right now. Hallelujah. Die at the wound and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the crown victory over you right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. And amen. God
amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
God, keep you back and we thank God for you. Hiya. Just trust God. Here, come out of here. I know it's all right there, but if you just trust God, rest and know that God is with you. And if you believe, hallelujah, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. All you got to do is trust him and give it all over to him. Amen. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. And I tell you today, I can decree in the crowd right now, my faith in what God has done for me, that he will keep you in perfect peace. God bless. God keep. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone to the shout. If you're just now tuning in to the shout, hallelujah. We just thank God and giving God our praise and glory. This is what we do here on the shop. It's a time of praise and worship, prayer, testimony, and the word of God to go forward to change us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come to get our minds renewed. Amen. We come, hallelujah, to be poured into. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, freely we receive and freely we shall give to others. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, and we thank God for it all. Amen. Before we wrap up here, the last few minutes of the shout, you all. Hallelujah. I want to share something with you, understanding that we are blessed with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus had to go so that we can receive the Holy Spirit. So we thank God for the Holy Spirit. Excuse me. Thank God for Jesus. We thank Jesus for the Holy Spirit. And God sent the Holy Spirit. Amen. The return of Jesus. He sent the Holy Spirit, our comforter. The Bible says in John 14 and 26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. See, the Holy Spirit is not a mere influence of power, y'all. He is the Spirit of God himself, who has been given, hallelujah, as the Father's gift to those who believe in Christ. I want you to understand God is everywhere we go because he's in people. Amen. Hallelujah. His eyes are upon the earth because he's in people. My Lord, my God. I want you to understand this. He is God's presence. Jesus is God's presence. The Holy Spirit is God's presence. I'm sorry, y'all. The Holy Spirit is God's presence. When I say he is God's presence and being with you and in you. Amen. The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, John 3 tells the story when Jesus talked with Nicodemus, a religious man who was inquiring about the kingdom of God. See, Jesus explained to him that in order to enter the kingdom, he must be born again. And Nicodemus tried to process that coming with his own mind but couldn't grasp it. Jesus further explained to him that which is born of the Spirit is spirit, according to John 3 and 16. In other words, the Holy Spirit would enter into the spirit of those who invite Christ to be their Savior and give them entrance into the kingdom of God. Amen. See, understand this. Everybody has the Spirit of God, which is a spiritual male, amen? But everybody does not have the Holy Spirit until they receive Christ, and then the Holy Spirit will come upon them, amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. See, male and female is a three-part being, spirit, soul, and body. See, rebirth takes place when the Spirit of God enters man's spirit. See, a miracle occurs, and the individual becomes a brand-new creation with volume within, according to 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, amen? See, the Holy Spirit is every believer to believe, to guide, to teach. I'm going to say that again, y'all. The Holy Spirit is in every believer. I'm going to say it again. The Holy Spirit is in every believer to lead, to guide, to teach, to empower, to convict, and direct. Amen? What a gift this is. Amen? Jesus said, he who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. But this he spoke of, the Spirit, whom those who believe in him will receive. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 See, that means we can open our hearts to release his power and love to the world around us. How beautiful it is. Amen. How beautiful is that? How many, according to Acts 1 and 8, Jesus taught the disciples that not only could the Holy Spirit dwell within, but he could also rest upon us. Amen. We shall also be baptized with the Holy Spirit, fully initiating him, according to Acts 1 and 5. See, God so passionately desires to dwell with his people, and that he has fully given himself to be in us and on us and to completely fill us. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Let's shout glory. Hallelujah. Just thanking God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, if we yield ourselves to him, inviting his Spirit to come into our life, he will come. The more you yield, the more he feels. Amen. The more you yield, the more he feels. Invite him in to right now today. Invite him in to fill you afresh right now, right where you are. Receive his presence and empowerment by faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, let us pray. Brother God, we thank you. We invite the Holy Spirit in to live within us right now. The Holy Spirit lives mighty, and we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ within us and has given, hallelujah, that you have given us, Father, new life in the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit teaches us all things and reveals Christ to us. Amen. The Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth. We are filled with and empowered by the sovereign Spirit of the Lord, wisdom, understanding, counsel, strength, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells within us and brings life, strength, and health to our mortal bodies. And then we have life-giving communion and relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. We are bold to testify the goodness and the truth of God because of the Holy Spirit's empower in our life. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin, righteousness, and judgment. We have insight, amen? We have insight for the future through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit discloses to us what belongs to us. God, in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless all. Amen, amen, and amen. You all, to wrap up the last minute of here, God bless you. May God keep you. May you receive it right now. Receive it by faith. Hallelujah. Ask God for whatever it is, you all, that you're needing. Go to God with it. Amen. Cast all your cares upon him. For the Bible says he cares. And he wants us to come as his children and say, Father, I'm having a hard time with this. I'm having a hard time letting this go. I'm having a hard time believing, Lord. Help me, Father God, to see. I'm playing with spiritual blindness, Father God. Help me increase my spirit of discernment, Father God. Whatever it is that you're needing, go to our Father that's in heaven, our creator of all. Amen. God bless everyone here on the show. I look forward to all being on tomorrow. Invite you to the show so we can shout. We lift up our evangelist, Kimmy Redford, Doria Shakira Redford, where she'll be going in to have her baby here and tomorrow. So we pray her strength and the protection of the Lord, that God's angels will go before preparing the way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to thank God for her, for the new baby that's about to enter into the world. We decree and declare that the mother is blessed and the child is blessed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that the grandmother is blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. The grandfather is blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. You all, I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name that we come together that we say, to God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. You all remember, Jesus is Lord. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear her say, what?
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you ask him, he'll give you that. Like, can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Prayed you for all of my days until I finally stop breathing. Yeah. Cause for the love of the grandma, my all, my life, that I wanna hear you say, when you call my name, can't wait to get there, on that great day, that when I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout, then I'll